Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us in church or online at home. My name is Laurie. I'm one of the stewards. Very pleased to welcome you here. Come and join us afterwards, after the service. Meet some of us and get to know us if you're new to us. This, as you probably see from the notices, is a local arrangement. So it means a lot of people are taking part or have been taking part in planning things. But especially we thank Kate for putting things together. And as one of the senior stewards leading this morning. As you probably see, people have been choosing their favorite hymns as well, and we'll soon know what those are too. So let us begin, and thank you very much, Kate, for stepping forward and leading us on this worship.
Thank you, Laurie, and welcome to everybody. Janet and I would have shared this service, but Janet can't be here, which is why you've got me again. I thought that we could have our call to worship as hymn number one, which was actually suggested to me by Tom. Tom thought we should have the old hundredth more often. So we're going to sing All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Let us pray. The warmth of the sun's embrace, the gentle breeze swept in by the incoming tide, the rhythm of seasons, of new birth, death and recreation, All these speak so clearly of your love, your power, and your beauty. All are expressions of your creativity, and more importantly, of yourself. As an artist might share his personality within each brushstroke, so within the myriad colors of a butterfly's wing, you share the exuberance of your love. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your world. Amen. Mel will lead our all-age moment.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it's songs of praise today, isn't it? So we're thinking of, we're going to have lots of lovely, lovely music. I was not asked to choose my favourite hymn, so I've decided to incorporate some of mine into the all-age talk. And we're going to play a musical game. So the idea is that we're going to just hear a section of a hymn, and you've got to guess what it is. Now, we're going to start with one where we're going to play the whole intro. Kirsty's helping me. Thank you, Kirsty. We're going to play the whole intro. Don't shout it out. If you think you know, when you think you know, put your hand up. So you don't need to shout it out. It doesn't matter then if you're wrong, does it? But put your hand up when you think, I know what this is. Put your hand up. So. Who thinks saying, oh, everyone's feeling a bit cautious. Okay, I'm going to ask the first person who put their hand up. I think they might have put their hand up on duh. So there we go. What do you think it is?
Shine, Jesus, shine.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Does that sound familiar? That's absolutely right. Now, the idea I came up with earlier in the week was that we would have the intro from lots, well, not lots, but several hymns. But it turns out that all the other hymns I could think of, their intros were actually the hymns. So that wasn't very helpful for me. So we're going to make it really hard for you now, because you're going to get one note at a time. And it's going to be one note played, then Kirsty will play the first two notes, and then she'll play the first three notes, and we'll see at what point you think you recognise the hymn. And again, it doesn't matter. Be confident, put your hand up, and you know, there's probably lots of different... These are well-known hymns, though, just for... Okay. Anyone feeling confident? No, okay. People are beginning to feel more confident. You think you know? Okay, don't say anything, because we want as many people to get it. Oh. All people have changed their minds. But they now know. Okay, and one more. Who feels more confident now? Shall we carry on until we got the full start? Yeah. What do you think it is? Thine be the glory. And you knew quite soon, didn't you? Yes, well done. Lovely. Right. Right, next we'll go on to the next one. We've got two more. Two more. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, she's very confident in the front row. Not a very imaginative start, maybe, or is it that it's a really amazing hymn coming? Easy for me, because I know what it is. All right, I think you might get it the next one. You might have to do the chords. We've got some hands up now. Well done, well done. What is it? That's it, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, yes. Well done. It's amazing, isn't it, for such a beautiful hymn to start with so many of the same notes. and the final one. I think we decided to do one single note because it was a bit easy for anyone sort of musical or churchy if you did the chords and you played it with a... So we've made it hard for you. It's a pretty solid start, isn't it? Here we go again. Oh, we've got, you know, over there, brilliant. Maybe we don't sing this one enough. Phil thinks he knows. Are you going to be brave and say? Well done, Phil. Well done. Lovely. Thank you very much, Kirsty. We'll stop that now. It was well done. Some of them were harder than others, obviously. But actually, it's amazing how you don't need to have the full song to be able to recognise something. You don't always need to have... something I've seen where you can have letters mixed up, can't you, in a word, and as long as the first letter and the last letter is right, somehow your brain manages to read the word. You don't always need all the information to be able to tell something. And in our story that you're going to hear in church later on, and actually in most of the Bible stories we look at in junior church, the people in the stories don't know everything about God. They don't know all there is to know about God. They just have a sneaky peek of God. And in the story that we'll hear in church, people knew a little bit about Jesus, but they knew enough to know that he was something special. They knew enough to know that he was someone that they should go and talk to and speak to and someone who could help them. And so I would like to challenge us all to be confident that sometimes we might think our knowledge of God is a little bit limited and we might feel a bit shy about sharing that knowledge of God. But actually, even the little that you know is amazing and we should share it so that everybody gets an opportunity to know about God. And if we're going to share it through music because we're Methodists, then that is absolutely perfect. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you stepped into our world in Jesus so that we could understand a little more of who you are. We pray that we will be confident in sharing your amazingness, even when we feel our knowledge is limited, because to know you even a little is precious beyond words. Amen.
I've been asked to introduce the next hymn. It's not my choice, so we wanted to ask the junior church what hymns they like best. Now, as you all know, our junior church is quite diverse, so we're not going to get the same hymn chosen by everybody. So we've asked Rockfish to narrow it down. So Rockfish had made a list of their favourite hymns, and Mel and I went through the list, and we've picked out As the Deer Pants for the Water. That's one of the hymns that Rockfish really love. So I did a little bit of research to find out about the hymn, which was written by somebody called Martin Nystrom, who was born in Seattle in 1956. And the hymn is linked with Psalm 42, where the psalm expresses the intense desire to know God intimately and compares his thirst to God to a deer's thirst for the flowing water. And the Hebrew term translated pant or panting, that implies an intense experience. This isn't a simple thirst, but a deep desperate need for something vital, and a longing for refuge found in the presence of the Lord in times of trouble. And I'm sure lots of us have found that hymn really useful when we are in times of trouble, because it tells us that God is with us. We've asked the children or the young people why they like it. So Rockfish have said that they love particular parts of the song, and one line that Rockfish really like is, "My soul longs after you." And because the lyrics are very poetic, is what we were told. And we were also told that they love to sing with Rockfish, that singing with Rockfish is a really important part, and singing, that's one of the things about singing this song that's special, singing it with a group of people that you like being with and making music together. And a favourite line is, "I love you more than gold or silver." So we'll sing that together, and as we sing it, we can think about the parts of the hymn that we really value and love. Thank you.
At this moment, we say goodbye to the children briefly. The Lord be with you. Not fizzy people. Whoops.
Our first reading is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered round him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him, and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his cloak, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat.
In 2006, we put on a musical that was called Mark My Words, and it was actually based on the Gospel of Mark. And Tom suggested that one of the songs from that musical would be very appropriate to sing after that reading, because the two participants in the song are Jairus and a mother who has had her child healed. Thank you ever so much, both of you.
Woke her, "Oh little one, get up,
Music now, as we are going to sing an anthem by John Rutter. It's not one of the very well-known ones, but it is quite beautiful, and I'm really happy that we were able to do this morning, because I wanted to say how glad I am that John Rutter has got a knighthood in the birthday honours. For all that he has done, not just writing choral music, but promoting it round the country with workshops and talks. And I went to the one that Liz organised for the Oxford Bach Choir, and it was just delightful listening to John Rutter and being conducted by him. So this is John Rutter's Thy Perfect Love.
Jesus, you, my love, my joy.
A short prayer of confession. Let us pray. Dear Lord, at times this week we forgot we belong to you. If we forgot to do good things, if we did things that were not so good, if we said words that were not helpful and thought things that were not generous to others, forgive us and keep us close to you. Amen. Keith is going to introduce a hymn.
Give to me, Lord, a thankful heart. It's not just a hymn, it's a prayer, it's a poem. And I think it fits together like a glove. If you notice, the rhythm of the text perfectly fits the tune, the way that it rises and falls. One possible reason for that is that the words and music are by the same person, the Reverend Carol Micklem, who was minister at St. Columba's United Reformed Church, just around the corner from here. In fact, together with St. Columba's, New Road Baptist Church, and St. Michael at Northgate, we formed churches together in central Oxford. It may surprise you that I'm an organist, I don't actually sing many hymns, and I quite like to advocate reading them as a poem, as an aid to prayer, or an aid to meditation. And in fact, I'm going to invite you to do just that at the end of the service. Find a quiet moment. It won't take you long, because another thing is a hymn with not too many verses. Okay? To me, I think it's a little piece of perfection. But we are going to sing it now, if you'll just let me hop back to the organ. Give to me, Lord, a thankful heart. Thank you.
The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 2 and starting at verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
You'll have to excuse a little family publicity now. The magazines are ready for your collection, pastoral visitors, so you will get a magazine soon. And in the magazine, you will find an article by my husband about George Herbert, the poet. And Alan chose King of Glory, King of Peace for us to sing this morning, partly because we both love it, and partly because it was a hymn that we had at our wedding. So we're going to sing King of Glory, King of Peace, number 56 in Singing the Faith. I'm sorry to keep you jumping up and down, but please feel free to sit and sing anything. I did hesitate about this next hymn, Summer Suns Are Glowing, which is one that we used to sing a long time ago and didn't find its way into singing the faith. But I was egged on by Anne Lemon, who said she thought it would be a good one to have. I haven't referred you to Hymns and Psalms, which it does exist in, because the words have been changed. So the words are on the screen, I'm sorry about that. But summer suns are glowing over land and sea. We'll sing now.
In our prayers of intercession, the response to the bidding, "Your kingdom come," is, "Your will be done." Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let us pray. In faith, let us pray to God our Father, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. God, who calls us, is already ahead of us, yet meets us graciously where we are. We know your name because of your generosity, the riches of your grace and unfailing love. May we know in all our uncertainties your faithful presence, which travels to the earth's end and beyond. As we face the future together, however challenging, may we know it is your future and know that your rich promise to be with us is the greatest gift of all. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God, who calls us, may we be blessed with the knowledge that we are fully known and loved. May the shared work of your kingdom, announced by Jesus as justice and freedom, inspire us, hold us, and give us strength. We pray for all those attending the Methodist Conference 2024 in Leeds, that their discussions and decisions may further develop bringing the message of your kingdom to all. We pray especially for all those being ordained to the offices of presbyter and deacon this afternoon. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God of justice, as we pray, stir up your love, rekindle your hope, and strengthen our spirits, that we might be to the world as you are to us, a loving, gracious, merciful, humble servant. Where there is conflict in our churches, communities, and the world, we pray that we may actively work for peace. In our society, where privilege is too easily heard, we pray that we may listen to people who are marginalized. We pray for our country as we choose a new government this week, for all those standing for election, and for each of us with a vote to exercise that right thoughtfully and prayerfully. In the name of the life-giving God, your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray for those who are ill or anxious, at home or in hospital, and in the silence we name those known to us. We pray that we will continue to live our lives thoughtfully and with respect to others we meet. We pray for those whose lives are filled with fear and despair. Draw near with your saving love and bring healing and hope. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God of glory, we rejoice in the communion of saints. We remember all who have faithfully lived and all who have died in Christian hope. And we pray especially for the family of Margaret Crowe. Help us to follow their example and bring us with them into the fullness of your eternal joy. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We conclude our prayers by saying the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we continue our worship as we sing, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, number 526 in Singing the Faith, with the words also on the screen.
We come to the moment where we will take our offering for the work of church and circuit. And as ever, don't feel embarrassed if you haven't got any cash on you. Just pass the basket along. The card reader, which is working, I think, has changed its place and it's over here now by the big donation chest. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, all the gifts we have come from you. Accept these small offerings and with them the offerings of our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You can sit down again. For the last hymn, this is my choice, and I'll tell you why. 2 weeks ago, the youth brass band were here, but we were not, because we were on a train going on holiday to Dorset. And so I managed to log into Zoom just before the end of the service and heard the band play, which is their signature tune, "We Are Marching in the Light of God," and heard them put down their instruments and sing a verse very heartily. And I thought, this is brilliant. So I thought we would end with this. And if you feel like marching, dancing, or whatever else, feel free. We are marching in the light of God, singing the faith, 483.
We are marching.
We are marching, Lord, 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 we are marching, Lord,
May the blessing of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with all of us, now and forevermore. Amen.